This is Hyperreality. My name is Alex, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio.
My time wearing a cream.
Tell me which one is worse, living or dying first, sleeping inside a hearse.
I don't dream.
You say, come over, baby, I think you're pretty. I'm okay, I'm not your baby. If you think I'm pretty, you should see me in the crowd. I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hide. Watch me make them bow. One by, one by, one, one by, one by. You should see me in the crowd. Your silence is my favorite sound. We make them bow. One by, one by, one, one by, one by, one. Crown, I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hold. Watch me make them bow.
Again, my name is Alex, this is Hyperreality, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, that was a bit of a cold open for our show tonight. If you recognize her music, you will know that that was Billie Eilish. We started off with Bellyache, followed by You Should See Me in a Crown. Bellyache is off of her debut EP, Don't Smile at Me, released in 2017. Very good, relatively short EP, 5-6 songs on it maybe. All of them are very good, but it's very, very early pop music. The second one was an introduction to her debut studio album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, which won several Grammys, and she also won several Grammys related to that. She currently holds about 7, actually. So, You Should See Me in a Crown was the open off of that album. We're going to jump straight into 3 more songs off that album, then go into a single, the start of her sophomore studio album, which was released last year, maybe 2021, so 2 years ago now. And then we will have the main event of the show. So if you want to know what that is, stay tuned to find out. Coming up, Wish You Were Gay by Billie Eilish.
Baby, I don't feel so good. 6 words you never understood. I'll never let you go. 5 words you never say. I laugh alone like nothing's wrong. 4 days has never felt so long. If 3's a crowd and 2 is us, 1 slipped away. I just wanna make you feel okay. But all you do is look the other way. I can tell you how much I wish I didn't wanna stay. Is there a reason we're not through? Is there a 12-step just for you? Our conversations all in blue. 11 hits, 10 fingers tearing out my hair. 9 times you never made it there. I ate alone at 7, you were 6 minutes away. Supposed to make you feel okay when
trust an explanation. Don't say I'm not your type. Just say that I'm not your preferred sexual orientation. I'm so selfish, but you make me feel helpless, yeah. And I can't stand another day. To the table, and that's about the only thing they share. I'm in the secondhand smoke, still just drinking canned coke. I don't need a zanny to feel better. I'm ever. Waking up at sundown, they're late to every party. Nobody's ever sorry. Too inebriated now to dance. Morning as they come down, their pretty heads are hurting. They're awfully bad at learning. Make the same mistakes. Blame circumstance. I'm in the secondhand smoke, still just drinking canned coke. I don't need a zanny to feel better. On the second night it drives. Just keep doing nothing. Too intoxicated to be scared. Mm-hmm. 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 Lucifer is lonely. Standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation. An open invitation. Animals, evidence. Pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside them, got friends but can't invite them. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely. Look at you, needing me. You know I'm not your friend without some greenery. Walking wearing feathers, Peter should know better. Your cover-up is caving in. Man is such a fool, why are we saving him? Poisoning themselves now, begging for our help, wow. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team.
I cannot do this, Snowflake!
Alright, that's the end of her debut studio album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, released in March 2019, so roughly a year before the pandemic started. And I hate using that as a time marker, but it has to happen. It became an instant hit for Billie Eilish. It won her several Grammys, as I talked about earlier, and those include, give me a quick second here, Best New Artist, Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year for the 2020 Grammy Awards were all won with this debut studio album. And that is, frankly, an astounding number. And it is a work of art. There are some songs that maybe don't perform commercially as well as others, which is what I feel like modern award shows like the Grammys are based on. More just, you know, a reflection of capitalism as opposed to actual art, perhaps. And I'm just spitballing here. I truly have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyhow, there are some really great songs on the album, and those are the ones that I just played, which were You Should See Me in a Crown, Wish You Were Gay, Zanny, and All the Good Girls Go to Hell. And that is in album order, so the earliest song was earliest of the album from the four out of 14 that I picked, which makes the album a little bit over almost 43 minutes long, which I feel like is average length for a debut studio album by a pop artist. I don't know, they usually do shorter albums, like a barely 45 minute one. Anyhow, coming up is what won Billie Eilish her other two, no, sorry, just one more Grammy in 2021, Record of the Year, called Everything I Wanted. Beautiful song. The album cover is actually an abstract painting of the Golden Gate Bridge, and it is one of the most beautiful album covers I've ever seen. Great pop of color, harsh geometry, which I really enjoy, but still meaning something close to her because she is from California. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she's from LA. So, you know, San Francisco, same state, close enough. It's incredibly interesting. Everything I Wanted won, again, Record of the Year in 2021, I believe. No, 2020 as well. And it's just wonderful. That's coming up. And after that, we're starting with her sophomore studio album, her second one, Happier Than Ever, released in 2021. First, her second best song that she has ever created, Everything I Wanted.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried. Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why here. They don't. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were right there. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago. Everybody wants something from me now, and I don't wanna let them down. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, said we'll go
getting older. I think I'm aging well. I wish someone had told me I'd be doing this by myself. There's reasons that I'm thankful. There's a lot I'm grateful for. But it's different when a stranger's always waiting at your door. Which is ironic, 'cause the stranger seemed to want me more than anyone before. Anyone before. Too bad they're usually deranged. Last week I realized I crave pity. When I retell a story, I make everything sound worse. Can't shake the feeling that I'm just bad at healing. And maybe that's the reason every sentence sounds rehearsed. Which is ironic, because when I wasn't honest, I was still being ignored. Dying for attention, just to get neglection. Now we're estranged. Things I once enjoyed just keep me employed now. Things I'm longing for, someday I'll be bored of. It's so getting older. I've got more on my shoulders, but I'm getting better at admitting when I'm wrong. I'm happier than ever, at least that's my endeavor, to keep myself together and prioritize my pleasure. 'Cause to be honest, I just wish that what I promise would depend on what I'm giving, not on his permission. Wasn't my decision to be abused. Things I once enjoyed just keep me employed now. Things I'm longing for, someday I'll be bored of. It's so weird that we care so much until we don't. But next week, I hope I'm somewhere laughing. For anybody asking, I promise I'll be fine. I've had some trauma, did things I didn't wanna, was too afraid to tell ya, but now I think it's time. Love when it comes without a warning, 'cause waiting for it gets so boring. A lot can change in 20 seconds. A lot can happen in the dark. Love when it makes you lose your bearings. Some information's not for sharing. Use different names at hotel check-ins. It's hard to stop it once it starts. It starts. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna take a picture, make a movie with you that we'd have to hide. You
should go. I know, it might be more of an obsession. You really make a strong impression. Nobody saw me in the lobby. Nobody saw me in your arms. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna make them jealous. I'm the only one who does it how you like. You better lock your phone. You go. I'm sorry if it's torture though. I know, you better lock your door and look at me a little more. We both know I'm worth waiting for. That heavy breathing on the floor. I'm yours, I'm yours.
All right, so that was a little teaser of her sophomore album, Happier Than Ever, released in 2021. We had Getting Older, followed by Billy Bossanova. Started, of course, with the single that she released in between her first and second albums, Everything I Wanted, which won Record of the Year in 2020, or maybe 2021. One of those 2 years. I think it took a while, 2021 probably. And then in 2021, she actually released her second album. And with those two releases, I actually want to praise someone else who people might not know about. That's Phineas O'Connell, who is an artist in his own right, known as Phineas. He is Billie Eilish's older brother and producer as well. So any of the sound mixing you hear, any of the producing generally for the music is actually done by her brother, and they've been working together for each other's entire career. Phineas has a solo career without Billie Eilish as well, although I'm sure that they discuss it with each other. But any song that Billie Eilish has ever made has been arm in arm with her brother, Phineas O'Connell. And that makes him actually in possession of one more Grammy than Billie Eilish has, I think, although the count may have changed now, because he won something as producer, which is an award that the artist, if it's different from the producer, doesn't win. So because he produced it, he won one more Grammy alongside all the other ones that Billie also won. So that's just incredibly interesting to me. But still, I don't hear that many people talk about him. I just really praise his production because he's incredibly good at it. Billie is obviously a stunning singer, and I'm sure the songwriting, I think they also collaborate on, but it's coming from Billie's voice, so it sounds like she's the songwriter. The words are immaculate. She is a true like lyrical artist, and I'm sure Phineas is as well. I like some of his own music as well. So with that, with her rising stardom, also after releasing a smaller two-song LP, EP, I don't know, a two-song single, I guess, she hasn't released anything since, and that landed her the reason for the show today, and that is her single for the Barbie movie, which I am incredibly excited about. That's the recurring theme of the last 3 weeks. 3 weeks including this show. So I've done it twice before, and that was with the Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice song called Barbie World, maybe just Barbie. followed by the Charlie XCX song Speed Drive, and then we skipped a week in between. So 3 weeks of time, 2 weeks of show before today's show, wrapping up before the premiere next Friday, which I'm incredibly excited about. So I won't actually be here next week, but that's not for you to worry about. I'll be back in 2 weeks. She just released the single that she wrote, and of course Phineas produced, and is gonna hopefully be in the movie. Is What Was I Made For, which was released yesterday, 7 a.m. PT, so 10 a.m. Boston time, roughly 36 hours ago. What Was I Made For discusses pretty much the story of Barbie. As if you've seen the trailer, she falls into a bit of a emotional turmoil, and like philosophical turmoil. And that's pretty much what the movie is about. It's Grown Up Barbie, and I love it. I'm very excited for it. Margot Robbie is stunning. She wrote it for that, and it details events in the movie, so I think they'll play it in the movie. Sometimes it doesn't happen where songs written for, like, are on the motion picture album aren't actually in the movie, or they're in the movie for, like, 3 seconds. Barely recognizable. But they still make it onto the album, so I hope this one isn't like that, that they're not just using Billie Eilish's name for clout, because that wouldn't be very fun, because she deserves all the credit for the song, because it is amazing. So, What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish for the Barbie movie. Made for
something I'm made for. Something I'm made for.
Alright, so that was What Was I Made for the new Barbie single by Billie Eilish, followed by, it was Oxytocin off of her second album, which came out before that last single, but now we're back in a chronological release order. Oxytocin is a song off of her 2021 sophomore album, Happier Than Ever, and Happier Than Ever is actually a perfect example for why I use the freshman/sophomore nomenclature for albums by new artists, because I feel like it shows the transition from an artist as a teenager when they release their freshman album. I think Billie Eilish was 16 at the time. I think she's roughly my age. So 2019, I was 17. she was like 17 as well. Yeah. So that was her freshman album. Even though you aren't quite a freshman in high school at that point, but just, you know, you're younger, you're a teenager, you're naive. And then once you've gotten a little bit older, which she embodies literally in this second album with the song Getting Older, to the Aging Up of the Sophomore album, where they have gotten a different, more adult perspective on life, which again, Billy is about my age. So I feel like that perfectly lines up with my own timeline. And that makes it really easy for me to empathize with the lyrics. Like, I can understand them because it follows my own with the same time in between, perhaps this, some of the same experiences, although I can't say I've ever taken Xanax or oxytocin. Hi, Mom. Some examples of that are actually also in this latest single, What Was I Made For, where she turns into a bit of a philosopher, where she contemplates life, like in the title, and she's protecting her boyfriend, who she doesn't think is ready for that emotional turmoil. And Oxytocin, on the other hand, with more songs off the Happier Than Ever album, showing off a more adult and sexual vibe. And Oxytocin does that over a particularly hard electronic beat, which is where I think, again, Phineas comes in as just an amazing producer. He really blew it out of the park as someone who, you guys might know, likes hyperpop, likes electronic, like, bang bang music, kind of like that, but over a more pop beat with interesting lyrics and good, perhaps almost glitchy or trance like beat. I'm personally really into that, so that's why I think Oxytocin is one of the best songs off of this album. But in line with that more adult sexual being perceived as now I am, you know, an artist who has won 6 Grammys with her first album and she was barely 18 years old. And she, you know, had to grow up through that time, which I obviously can't relate to. I haven't gotten famous, and I never hope to be. She now has to deal with that, and she does that with this second album, her sophomore album. Coming up is Not My Responsibility.
Is it not what you wanted? what is comfortable. I am not a woman. If I shed the layers, I'm a slut. Though you've never seen my body, you still judge it and judge me for it. Why? We make assumptions about people based on their size. We decide who they are. We decide what they're worth. If I wear more, if I wear less, who decides what that makes me? What that means? Is my value based only on your perception? Or is your opinion of me not my responsibility?
Happened. I started talking, they started laughing. I don't really even know how it happened. I started watching them photographing. I don't really know how it happened. Instead of stopping, they still were flashing. I started walking, gave no reaction. Thank you.
heaven is so strange. She said you were a hero, you played the part, but you ruined her in a year. Don't act like it was hard, and you swear you didn't know. She was sleeping in your clothes, but now she's got to get to class. How dare you? And how could you? Will you only feel bad when they find out if you could take it all back? Would you?